Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all.
Oh yeah, finally. I gotta say finally. I've been talking about running sneakers. Running to Between the Ropes Radio, Friday night, put the sneakers away, live tonight, September 6th, 2019. It's a killer plan. I'm, of course, your boy, Ty Ashbury. Now, you can't counter a killer plan and, of course, the killer queen. In the ring from the world of course, Hurt Wrestling, Immortal Championship Wrestling, New York Championship Wrestling, and Atlantic Championship Wrestling, my live guest tonight, the one and only Miss Kristen DeVille, is in the house. Hey,
Hi. Hey-o.
How are you? Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Busy.
Well, first of all, I have to apologize because I'm having a little technical difficulties before I was getting the show together.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh crap. So, but we're live.
You're fine. I was just eating pizza. I told you.
Well, yeah, we were, of course, like I always tell all the fans, everybody listening live, anything can happen on the show. I mean, of course, Miss Kristen, the queen, she's eating pizza. You know, I'm having technical difficulties. Anything can happen live when you have a live show. But Miss Kristen, it's an absolute honor to have you on tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
make
it before, I know before. We've been talking all week getting the show together, and I said, you know, I'm calling a little bit, you know, early, and then like I was trying to call into my switchboard, and I'm like, oh man, crap, and then everything fizzled out, and here you are eating pizza. So
I'm all done.
Ready to
I made sure I didn't eat it on air. Because I know chewing sounds are really annoying to some people.
who can't pass up pizza? I mean, pizza is like the Friday night meal that we all want to have. And we understand,
right.
Of course, you have a big show. You have a big show coming up tomorrow, and we'll talk about that here on the broadcast. But, you know, Miss Kristen, the way we do things here on the show is you're the queen. Actually, take that back. You're the killer queen. So tonight is about you. You ready to get this pizza festivity show going tonight?
Yes, I would love to.
Now, of course, I definitely have to ask you. Of course, we all know you're the queen. You should be bowing down. Of course, as crazy as it sounds, how was your summer? And on top of that, or should I say, how was your killer of a summer in the professional wrestling ring?
Well, it's funny because this summer I started wrestling again after a long break. So it's been a lot of fun. I started training again in April or May, like late April, early May. And before that, I had taken a very long break. So it was pretty much like starting from scratch. So it's been a very active summer of training and getting myself back on shows and back in the loop. It's been something. But I'm loving it.
That's the thing too, the thing you actually just talked about in your response to the question is that you have been out of it for a long time, but I'm pretty sure with your 100% love for wrestling, I think for all talent, you get that itch to get back into it, and here you are
back in the
thick of things. Yeah.
It really is an itch, because I actually explained it like that to someone. I was like, I just had the itch again. And they're like, oh, that itch. Yeah, we all get it. Once you start, you can't stop, really.
Yeah, and it's just seeing. I just think pretty much. I mean, of course, like I said, I mean, no doubt about it, you're the queen. I mean, you go through those curtains, you see the lights, you see the fans cheering for you, you see the ring, and you do what you do best. But it's. I think when I'm sure for you, when you've been in the profession so long, it's just in your blood.
It is in my blood. It is. I took a very long hiatus, but I never forgot about it. I always missed it. So yeah, I've been training since I was 16. That's when I started originally wrestling, and I'm 33 now. So it's definitely in my blood.
It's definitely in your blood. But I mean, well, see me. I mean, you're 33. I mean, to me, 33 is still young. Unfortunately, I feel like crying when I say this. I'll be 38 next month, and I don't want to talk about that.
Oh,
but
you're young. Hey, I'm not too far behind you. Really?
Speaking of which, I'm gonna do this right now, and I know people who know me are probably gonna say, "Ty, please don't do it," because anything can happen on the show. And of course, I want to do this before, you know, I forget, because I still feel I'm getting old. When you first told me, you know, how your name, DeVille, your name and everything, the number one thing I thought of was 101 Dalmatians with Cruella DeVille.
Oh, of course.
So honestly, when you told me your name, I just busted out singing. I'm just singing like, you know, Kristen DeVille, and she doesn't scare you in the ring. No other thing will. So I just started like singing.
Yeah, it's where my name comes from, essentially. Yeah. It's funny. Like, I didn't get named until my very first show. And mind you, I was like 16 at the time. And I was training, and they were going to put me on the show, and they're like, "All right, we're going to put you as a heel. You need a name." And I'm like, "Oh, a heel name." They're like, "Well, what are you into? What do you like?" We couldn't think of something. All the ones they were recommending, I didn't like. And I'm like, "I like Disney." And they were like, "What about DeVille?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I like that." So I went with that.
And that's actually, it's just, I think, to me, I mean, I'm just going by over the years, you know, being a fan of wrestling, podcast, and having so many guests on the show. Is it hard for talent when, for you as a performer, you get, like, pretty much the word they say, you get slapped with the gimmick that you don't want? Can that be the hardest thing in the world for talent?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I have been slapped with gimmicks I don't want. When I first started, you're going to laugh. I used to do a jail gimmick, like a orange jumpsuit, pigtails, Bobby Joe, like Sing Sing prison gimmick, and I hated it. But it got me in the door to later do my own thing. So yeah, some people do get slapped with gimmicks they don't want, but it is, you know, essentially playing a character, and you just gotta think for the greater good. You know, you're going out there to entertain, and it's not gonna always be like that. You can change your gimmick down the line, get your foot in the door, you know, if you're new, if you're green, you know.
Yeah.
I would say do the gimmick to get your foot in the door. That's what I did. And, yeah,
and
I wasn't a fan, but.
Yeah. I think as well as too is, of course, behind the creation of creating your persona, gimmick, and wrestling, pretty much the same thing. And deep down inside, mm-hmm. inside you, I think yourself has to come out, like a part, like the inner you, the you has to be inside of the character you're portraying in the ring for the fans as well.
Yeah, sure. It definitely makes things smoother if you get to be somewhat yourself. A lot of it is acting, though. You know, but yeah, like it's a lot of gimmicks are just exaggerated versions of themselves, and it works out for them great.
Yeah, for me, of course, Miss Kristen, she could say the same thing. Everybody listening live, we've seen so many gimmicks, probably like over a billion in wrestling, WWE, WCW back in the day, it doesn't matter. But it's just like it always takes – like I'm pretty sure for you, sometimes I think for wrestlers, when you guys are trying to come up with a name, you're probably banging your head on the wall, looking in the mirror, reading through books, watching movies. Sometimes it can be – you know, I think you really have to do research. I mean, you may be driving down the street and see a billboard and think, wow, I can add to that to my character. Everything's out there.
Inspiration comes, inspiration comes in the weirdest places, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. My newest
gimmick inspiration is from my favorite band, Queen. They have a song called Killer Queen, and I'm like, I love that. Inspiration comes from everywhere.
because you were saying that you want to talk about on the show about you had a character before. So the character before that you had, was it just not working and you were just like enough's enough? Because I know you just told me you had to say, you know, enough of this, and you just jumped up and you came up with the Killer Queen. What character did you have before that?
Oh, so I didn't really like have enough of my other gimmick. It's just, you know, after my long break, and by long break, I mean like several of years, I just felt like doing something new. But my old gimmick was, you know, I did a few. I did a breakdancing rapper's gimmick, like, a long time ago. And then, I know, it was pretty funny. After that, I just kind of morphed into a more exaggerated version of myself. And I had some trademarks. Like I wore like a little tutu and I wore pigtails and I was always a baby face because I was one of the younger girls. So that was my gimmick for a while, but I'm a lot older now and I wanted to change it up a little with kind of keeping my name. So I found a happy medium.
Now, Miss Kristen, definitely have to ask you, we have to ask the queen, definitely the biggest question. When you go back and look at the gimmick you did, you said it was like the hip-hop, you were breakdancing, doing the flips all over the place. I just threw that in there. Now, when you go back and look at that and you see yourself doing that, do you think to yourself, like, what the hell was I thinking?
No. No, like I said, it was a character I played. I loved the breakdancing gimmick, actually. Actually a huge fan of, like, humor in wrestling. Like, I love, like, funny spots and funny gimmicks. I get a kick out of them, and I got to do that for a little while. So, no, I wasn't really thinking what was I thinking. It was just something that I did for a while, and, you know, I enjoyed it. I don't know.
Now, actually, this is actually a right on the spot question out of the blue. Now, suppose if, of course, you and your boy Ty Asbury, if you want to do a funny spot like of humor in like a wrestling event between you and me, what would it be?
With you?
Yes.
My new thing is I'm going to come out with an apple, like a Disney evil villain would do, like, you know, like the evil queen. So I'd probably stuff the apple in your mouth or something like that, just like embarrass you. I don't know. That was an on-the-spot answer.
Yeah, hey, you never know what's going to happen. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen on the show because, like I said before, I mean, we're talking about out of the blue, you know, questions. Miss Kristen says she's going to put an apple down my mouth. I mean, she's eating pizza. And this is all a part of having a killer plan. The Killer Queen is here. My live guest tonight, of course, is Miss Kristen. Of course, DeVille, of course, from, like I said, Immortal Championship Wrestling, New York Championship Wrestling, Atlantic Championship Wrestling. We're going to be talking about that. This lady, of course, does it all. And, of course, another thing I want to touch up on, too, as well, is, of course, we all want to be in shape. We all want to look good. Now, of course, anyone, of course, who is looking to make their weekend the best of all weekends, you definitely should check out Flex Sports Nutrition, of course, the official sponsor of Between the Ropes Radio, and check out, of course, Between the Ropes Radio coupon code ROPES20, where you get 20% off products on FlexSportsNutrition.com. Check it out. And, of course, with every order you get a free T-shirt. Yeah, yeah. So you definitely check it out. Flex Sports Nutrition, ROPES20 for your coupon code. Now, Miss Kristen, going back to, of course, when you took some time off from wrestling, what made you take time off from wrestling? Because I do believe there's a reason for everything in which we have to do something. Like, what happened in which where you said, okay, I got to take a step back and I got to do me?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I was doing it for about 8 years. I started when I was 16 and I was going into my, you know, mid-20s. And I was just like, man, my body hurts. And by that time, like the very end, I was training a few girls at a wrestling school mainly. And I took a suplex from one of the student, or no, it was one of the trainees actually I took a move from. And I completely threw my back out and Ooh. Injured it very badly. I was in bed for weeks, but that was the first thing that happened that I was like, wow, I really need to slow down. But yeah, it was just a series of things where I was just like, I need to take a break. And then once I did take a break, I ended up, you know, going back to school, and then life happened, and the break was much longer than I expected.
Yeah, I have to say that, I mean, of course, I'm definitely assuming that with a lot of things, no matter what you do, especially for a professional wrestler, they always say have the backup plan, in which I give you all the credit in the world. I mean, like I said, unfortunately, I mean, you got hurt, and we're all so glad that you're doing better. You're back into things, doing what you do best is beat down all your peasants, and we're all proud of you. And we're really glad that you know you're hell yeah, that we're all glad that you're healthy now. But the biggest thing is that you saw education outside of the ring, and I'm sure anybody in wrestling would tell you, yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to get the education in, you know?
Absolutely. You need, if you're just like an independent wrestler and not working every weekend, which I'm not, you can't live on that salary. You just can't. So I would rather have a good job than a horrible job. So I, you know, went to school and got myself a big girl job, which I'm very, I like it there, but I still get to do what I love on some weekends. So I consider that a win.
Yeah. And then you're pretty much, it's like, it seems like it sounds like a two-way street. I mean, you're doing what a grown-up has to do. You have to work, but also you're doing
exactly
what you really, really love too, entertaining the fans,
exactly,
and being a wrestler. And you touched upon that being an independent wrestler. Of course, being an independent wrestler, you want to reach that goal, whether it be WWE, All Elite Wrestling, the TNA,
yeah,
Ring
did.
Of Honor.
And
you know,
I did want to do that, but now I just want to have fun, honestly. Like, in my 20s, yeah, I was wrestling to try to be in WWE. You know, that's everyone's main goal. But now I can't say the same thing, really. I'm just enjoying myself and having fun, mainly. It's supposed to be fun, so.
And the thing about it, too, is we all know, I mean, I know it. The Queen knows it. We're like listeners, listen, like, we're all wrestling fans. We're all in it because we love wrestling. But as we all know, I'm sure definitely Miss Kristen, she can break it down too as well. If you work for WWE, there's a high chance having a life outside of it. That's highly unlikely, because
right,
I'm pretty sure
right,
you're working for Vince is WWE 24/7 for you.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, that's your life. Right.
And then
yeah,
that's something
like
you really like
you
did.
And that's great. Yeah. It's just not what I want.
It's just, I mean, and I'm sure I've heard stories about other wrestlers getting out of wrestling. Some may be teachers, nurses, and I think that's phenomenal because, I mean, that's what you still love to do. You know, keep wrestling on the side as number two and do what you love, rather be a teacher, a firefighter. I mean, anything.
Right. Yeah. It's all about what you want to do, you know. Everyone's got different goals in life. But, you know, I love wrestling, and I'll probably do it until the day I die, if I know me.
Yeah, I mean, my saying is, your boy Ty Israel always says, hey, you get one life, make the best of it. Now, Miss Kristen, tonight here on the show, it's been crazy. I mean, we're all over the place. Now, I meant to ask you the number one thing, because I saw on your Facebook, you had a lot of cool pictures with wrestlers, and we were going back and forth. You took a picture with George Hamill Steele, and we were, like, exchanging pictures back and forth, because I actually met him back in the day. Now, the biggest question of all, of course, I don't know what's me and Sneakers. Everybody saw my promo last night with the Sneakers. Me and Sneakers, I don't know. But I got to ask you, you put your Sneakers on back in the day, full sprint for you to be a wrestler. Now, how high were your emotions that you were going to do it? Like, how inside your body, like, what was it like? Like, I'm going to do this. Like, cause you know, you get those butterflies, and it's also it's filled with excitement for you. How was that?
I was running on pure adrenaline back then. I think you do every time you get in the ring. That's when you get the most excited, or right before you go out of the curtain. That's probably the most giddy part, right before you go out. But yeah, I had a lot more energy back then. I'm sorry, did I answer your question?
No, you answered the question. You totally dominated that answer. It was definitely top notch answer, because what you just said too, it's like when you, I mean, of course, I know everybody's gonna say it again, Ty, you're not getting old, but when you get older, you kind of like to stay in and watching movies. It's like, you know, that big transformation in your body. I mean, because we all know it's like being in, you know, in your 20s, partying, you know, the headache the next day. But as me and Miss Kristen are talking about, when you get older, it changes.
It does. For sure. Your body takes a toll on you. It's harder to get up, and it's harder to do things. It's harder I moved a lot quicker in my 20s. I'm noticing this time around when I'm wrestling, I'm moving a little slower, but that's okay.
Nah, I mean, because what Eric say, I mean, as long as you got a bed, everybody, for all of us, as long as we got a bed and do what we got to do, I definitely think it's definitely A-okay, I mean, without a doubt. And, of course, Miss Kristen, I'm like, she wrestles for like 100 different promotions. She's the queen. You also have a novel. When I saw it, I'm like, damn, she does it all. Can you tell people who don't know what's up with the novel, girl?
Wow. So I published a novel this year. My second love in life besides wrestling is creative writing. So I've been working on a novel for several years, pretty much my whole break from wrestling. I have been working on a novel, and I finally published it this year, and it's called How to Kill a Man. And my friend Kenny Casanova, he publishes professional wrestling autobiographies of, like, he's done Vader's, he's done Kamala. He's done Kamala's. He's done, who's the other one he's done? I'm blanking out. Danny Davis is another one he did. Oh, and Brutus Barber Beefcake. He's done all their autobiographies. And he helped me publish my book this year. So a lot of props to him for helping me out with it. But it's been a long time in the making.
Well, definitely. Check it out. Check it out. I'm going to plug it in. Check it out on Amazon, of course. How to Kill a Man from the one and only Miss Kristen DeVille, of course. Now, Miss Kristen, of course, here on Between the Ropes Radio, the next segment, of course.
Hollywood. We talking about Hollywood, man.
That's the segment, of course. I got to put you on the spot with this one. Now, of course, Hollywood. Now, I'm going to ask you this question, of course. You got to kind of put the thinking cap on, which I know you can do. Here's the question. Looking at the queen coming up in wrestling, a Hollywood script on you is in the works. What would the movie be called?
That's easy. Would it be The Killer Queen?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Killer Queen. There we go.
Come on, Todd. Put your thinking cap on.
Well, I told.
All right, harder question. Come on. No, I'm kidding. Hollywood.
Yeah, we had to go Hollywood tonight. Definitely, we had to go Hollywood tonight. Miss Kristen, you definitely have a big day coming up tomorrow. It is your first show for Atlantic Championship Wrestling. Now, tomorrow, what is your killer plan for your opponent?
My killer plan is to beat Kennedy Copeland into the ground so hard that I don't really have to do much other than put my boot over her and pin her. You know, that's my killer plan.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that sounds like a killer plan. Of course, more information on the show tomorrow. Where can people get tickets? How people can go about getting tickets for this huge event tomorrow?
Yeah, Atlantic Championship Wrestling. You can look it up on Facebook. It has a Facebook page, and you can buy the tickets off there, I believe. Yeah, it's in Barrie, Vermont, it's called. Up north in Vermont.
Definitely, everybody listening live, check it out tomorrow. Of course, Atlantic Championship Wrestling. Of course, the Queen makes her debut for the promotion tomorrow. It's a Saturday night. You definitely do not want to miss tomorrow. And, of course, my Queen, everybody's Queen. This has been an absolute killer episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And, of course, we know you have a busy September coming up.
Yes, I do. It's my busiest month thus far.
Your busiest months. Tell us what's coming up for the rest of September for you.
Sure. Let's see. Tomorrow I have Atlantic Championship Wrestling, and I'm wrestling Kennedy Copeland. The next weekend after that, which is 9/14, I'm going to be at New York Championship Wrestling, and I'm going to be in a tag team match. My partner is Anastasia Morningstar, and we will be facing Kennedy Copeland again and Corinne Mink, who is the women's champion there. And then the week after that is 9/21. And at Immortal Championship Wrestling, I will be wrestling Zoe Sky is her name. Zoe Sky, who I've never met or wrestled. So that should be fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's the queen. No. She's the killer queen. She, of course, she's a writer. She does it all. She kicks butt. She beats everybody down. All the peasants bow down to her. She is the one and only. My live guest tonight was indeed the one and only Miss Kristen, of course, DeVille. And Miss Kristen, thank you very, very much for coming on Between the Ropes Radio.
Thank you so much.
And of course, from 1 to 10, would you come back?
Absolutely.
Much appreciated. Miss Kristen, definitely good luck in anything you do in wrestling. We're all proud of you. God bless and have a great night.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
No problem. God bless.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
This is your boy Ty Asbury. Tonight, of course, was Between Ropes Radio. My live guest was the Killer Queen, Miss Kristen DeVille. I'm your boy Ty Asbury. Between Ropes Radio Friday night is over.
Hurry here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear the break is over. We in the